Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The day, it's kind of old, but I'm going to speak on it anyway because I keep hearing people talk about it and different takes about Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State and going to Colorado, which I understand both sides. Now, everybody against what Deion is doing, well, damn near everybody that's against what he's doing, ask yourself, have you took money out of your own pocket to help a school and not like those little tax donations that you get back, like $50 here, $50 there? I'm talking about to upgrade a weight room facility or football field. Have you taken out that much money like Deion has? And the amount of money that he was making. And we all should know that Deion wasn't doing it for money, because Deion made a lot of money in his football days. If you remember, made a lot of money. And before we go any further, I felt like I know Deion, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. When I was in the military, Deion's first cousin was my roommate, so I knew a lot about Deion. Now, from his cousin, I knew he's real cheap. So, I know Deion has money. But the Jackson State deal, some HBCUs, they're mad, say he let them down. He didn't live up to his 3-4 year contract. I get that. But ask yourself, if you was in a contract and an offer came where you can make more money and you didn't have to come out of your pocket, would you do it? Now, I know some people are saying it ain't about the money. True, it's not. It's a HBCU thing. Now, I went to a community college. I graduated from a community college. So, I ain't got a lot to say about HBCUs. But, I can say this. A lot of the HBCUs that I've went to, the games and stuff, for instance, basketball games, the gyms are not terrible, but it's like the gyms need help. And once again, I graduated from a community college. For some reason, it seemed like that community college had money or to do whatever. It just looked better. Now, if I had to do it all over, I would have went to an HBCU just for the experience, the black experience. But nowadays, it's like you got like Fayetteville State. You got just as many whites there as blacks. I learned that when I was in the military in the early 90s. I was surprised. You know, people always say HBCU, black this, black that. But I was surprised at the number of white people enrolled at Fayetteville State. Now, Deion is not wrong for moving, elevating himself, because that's what we should all want to do. I don't care if you at McDonald's. If you start out on fries, you should want to one day be the manager at that McDonald's. If you're not trying to elevate yourself, what are the reasons for being there? That's in anything that you do. You could be a garbage man. You don't want to be picking up trash forever. You eventually want to drive the truck. You want to elevate and move into an office. So the people that are mad at Deion for not living out his contract, look at it like this. You want to elevate it. You want to become better. And Jackson State, all I can say is Deion left you all better than where he first started. For the people that are mad, keep saying he didn't live out his contract. But he left y'all in a better position. Now, it's another coach coming behind Deion. He can keep this thing going. He doesn't have a bigger name as Deion, but he can keep this thing possibly going. And a lot of y'all alumni that are running your mouth, you have to donate more money to your HBCUs that you attended. Because from what I hear, HBCU alums don't really give back until homecoming weekend. They show back up. So if y'all are so mad at Deion, y'all have to do better too. You have to do better. Now, I've heard some say, oh, he going to a white university to do this or do that. Yeah, you can say that, but you still got to look at he's trying to better himself. Deion started out at a high school level. He moved to a prep level. He had his own school level. He goes to HBCU. Now he's on to a bigger school. Hopefully, maybe his next stop is either Florida State or say the NFL. I would like to see him in the NFL. But it's all about elevation. You know, you just want to do better. So people not need to quit giving Deion such a hard time. And quit talking about he didn't live his contract out. Even if he had stayed 1 year. For what he did for those kids and that school, he left it better than what it was when he got there. So you cannot throw any kind of dirt at Deion because he tried. And I know a lot of y'all hurt. But the man did what he could do. So we got to give him a break. And especially if you're not donating any money, if you're not trying to help any schools, why you're talking about what Deion should be doing. So, and look at it like this. The man is at Colorado. Let's just hope he wins. But one thing I can say this. Yesterday, Jackson State played Central in football for the championship. I think Deion should have announced his departure after that game. I just feel like he should have announced it after the game. But either way, it was a great game. And hey, if you're on Deion's case, get off the man case. You know, things will get better. And that requires some of you that are talking junk to donate some money. Help them out. Help the kid out. All right. Thank you for listening.